Well, Coach Starnes, you've wrapped up the 2015 season, not exactly the way you would have liked to have done that, but your football team gets to the second round of the playoffs, and that's where it ends, at Bethlehem last week, 48-21, and it's been a great year, and a pretty good football team eliminated the Rockets from the season. We can safely say that.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, looking back in the beginning of the season, you know, that was our goal. That's what we wanted to do. We accomplished the things that we wanted to accomplish this year. We set out. We didn't make lofty goals. We said that we wanted to host the first round of the playoffs. We wanted to compete for a district championship. And we wanted to advance in the playoffs. Now, how far? You know, we didn't know that. But I can tell you we're proud of these kids. These seniors, they have done a great job in preparing and getting us ready for it and going back to Class A for the first time. And, you know, I thought the kids fought hard Friday night. I thought that I don't think that we were as sharp as we needed to be. But I can tell you the kids tried hard, and it just didn't work out for us.
I thought you really, the first half, you know, you kind of made your own luck. You converted some fourth downs on fake punts and things and really stayed in the game. And the second half, we come out and have an opportunity right there to tie the game. We're down by a touchdown, 21-14. We take the opening kickoff and just march, boom, 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 right down the field, get to the 12-yard line, and it just stalls on you.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, as we told the kids at halftime that, you know, the first 5 minutes of the half, really the first 5 minutes of each half, really is going to dictate the momentum of the game. And so we told them that at halftime, that we need to establish it right off the bat, first 5 minutes, establish that we are the aggressor and we're still in it to play. And we were within one score at that time. And, you know, we take it down, we score and, you know, get the momentum on our side. You never know what happens at that point. But
instead, you know, they get it. They stop you in the red zone. They get it, and they score three on an answered touchdown.
Yeah, and so momentum goes that way. And, you know, we it was my fault. You know, I was all week I'd planned on lining up in the field goal if we ever got the chance and running a fake field goal, and that was a perfect opportunity to do that, and it didn't come to my mind at that time. It was that I thought we could get it, and we needed to try to get the first down. We just came up a yard or two shy.
Well, these two, the quarterback and the running back, they together ran for over 430 yards, and they were pretty incredible athletes.
You know, I mean, they were. You have to credit the line. I thought that their line, they blocked well. They dominated us up front, and you know, we had some inexperience at linebacker, and you know, we have to make plays down the hill, and we weren't able to do that. And because we weren't able to do that, they're off to the races, and they do a good job. They run misdirection, and I think the quarterback as well as running back are juniors, and I think that they'll be back. So they have a good team returning, and you know, we have 14 seniors, and we appreciate the things that they've accomplished for us this year. They've helped us to establish respect back in Class A and this side of the state, and hopefully we can continue that. We've got 14 juniors as well, and hopefully they understand the importance of working hard and improving on what we did this year.
Nick Stiller, of course, has a career season. He set the new mark for most passing yards in a season and finishes his career with the number two slot all time, behind Austin Berry. And you know, that is just an awesome accomplishment for a guy who we really didn't know was that kind of quarterback. And a lot of it has to do with the offense that you design and then teach him to run it. But great for Nick, and I thought it was very apropos that Tony Hood gets in and catches that pass, and that's actually the one that put him over the top. So
you know, and it was great. You know, our seniors. They're very close. They do things together a lot. They're over each other's houses. As you heard, senior night, they do a lot of boxing and wrestling in the bottom of Tony Hood's basement in their house or whatever. And so they're a close group, and we just felt like those kids deserved, Bryce McKinney and Tony Hood deserved an opportunity just to get in to say that they got in the last game. And we didn't want them standing on the sidelines thinking that they should have been able to be given a chance to get in. And we put them in there, and Tony actually caught the pass, and he got some yardage afterwards.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, 12, 13,
you know, we were glad for that. But it, you know, it just goes to show the you know, how these kids are and the closeness of these guys, and we're very proud of them.
Well, I know you put the equipment away and you say goodbye to these seniors, but looking forward, I don't know if you've had much time to think about this, but what will this team look like next year? Are we going to still be able to run this type of offense? I know you got Hunter Boone, a really good quality young quarterback that's coming in, and what do you see?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I think that basically it's going to look the same. With the exception of two things, I think that you know, we will not have the experienced line up front. We're going to have to find a group of guys that are going to be able to play together as a unit and find what they're best at. You know, we might not be able to line it up and run it like we need to. And the second thing is that you know, we're not going to have a quarterback that's going to be able to run like Nick does. And one of the reasons why Nick did not get as many passing yards that he could have is because he was running the ball.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that we have an individual, a quarterback, that could possibly even break those records because he's gonna be asked to throw the ball more. And Hunter Boone, and he'll be a sophomore next year. And we have skilled players. You know, we've got returning Mason Myers, we have Ethan Hunt, we have Russell Berg, who's an outstanding athlete. We have Paxton Riley that's coming back that I think has improved a great deal, and we put it at the Y spot, and he's worked hard and be able to catch. And so we have a group of guys that I think are talented. Brandon Lamy is a good talent, good athlete that'll be able to catch the football. You got Devin Nesbitt. You got Cody Bell.
Cody.
That can catch a football. So I mean, we've got some talent, and then you got Jared Lundy, who's going to be, you know, he's tall as a tree.
Oh, yeah.
He works hard, and he understands what he has. Then you have Charlie Johnson as well. That could be a fact. We've got some good skill players that are coming back that has some quickness. We just have to make sure that we're able to execute up front, and really, it's not just the execution; it's make sure that we are able to do what that skill set allows them to do. Because we're not gonna have the size to be able to line up and run the football like we want to. But I can tell you, we're going to put together a team, and I think it's going to be exciting.
We up front, you lose your center. DK, you lose Hopper, you lose Fitz, Gerald, A-Mac, T-Mac, anybody I'm leaving out, McConnell.
Well, I mean, actually, you know, we just lose the four. You know, we lose A-Mac, we lose T-Mac, we lose McConnell, we lose Fitzgerald.
DK's a junior, okay.
And he'll be back, and so we have him back. We will have Shelby back. We've got some guys, some younger kids.
Is Adam Wright? Is he?
Adam Wright will be back.
Okay.
So we've got some kids that are going to return that could possibly play, I just think that you know, those guys are going to have to get ready and step up. We might have to move a position or two to guard or you know, to be able to fill a team and have five guys and a solid or two backup, and that's what we're going to have to do. So we might have to move a position or two, and it's not ever the popular decision to do that, but I mean, it's the right decision for us, and we already have an idea of what it's going to be and who we're going to move and stuff like that. So, you know, we just have to see what happens and see if there's anybody that's in the school that that can play and wants to play, and anybody that's coming up as an eighth grader that's that'll be a freshman, see if they can play and then and make a decision. But rest assured, we'll prepare hard, we'll practice hard, and we'll see if we can improve upon the season that we had this year.
Well, it sure does feel a lot better than it has the previous four. You get back to your winning ways and win seven games, and that feels more like Rocket football.
You know, and it is, and that's what was exciting about us going to the second round, and you know, at the excitement of the Caverna game, first home field advantage in 5 years, and you know, it's good to have that excitement back, and hopefully it's contagious, and mm-hmm. and it'll carry over and improve. So we're glad for that, and we appreciate the fans that came out and support us this year. Everybody that stuck by us the last 4 years when we weren't winning, and it was rewarding and exciting to be able to change that. And we're glad for these seniors that they were able to do that.
Well, enjoy some time off. You've got afternoons free now. Weekends, you don't have to sit in the film room. You can go out and do a little deer hunting. I know you.
Yeah, I know. Like I said earlier, I'm lost the first 3 weeks. I don't know what to do with myself after, you know, school lets out, and after I get off work at 3 o'clock, 3:30. You know, I'm used to going to the Rocket Arena, but it's just like, what I do now, and I'm just wandering around. So
no, you come
I got to make sure I have to stay in office until about 4:30 now.
Well, so. You can do that, or you come up to the Crittenden Press and write an article or two. You know, take an obituary, maybe build some advertising. Or,
yeah, well, like I've told you before, you don't call plays, and I don't write stories.
All right, Coach Darns, good season. We're proud of the Rockets, proud of what they were able to accomplish, and we really look forward to the more years in Class A. So,
all right, buddy, I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.